Hey y'all.
Oh my god.
Hey y'all.
Hi y'all.
What's up, you guys?
How are you?
Welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod.
Hey, welcome back. It's so good to see you.
I'm Sophia Wilson Pelton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And this is the Vanderpump Rules Rewatch Podcast.
Yay!
Yeah.
Among other things.
Yeah, if you want the other things.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
What else? Oh yeah, you can follow us on TikTok and Instagram.
Yes.
At I'm the Devil Pod. You can give us a 5-star review on Spotify.
And
you can leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts. Yeah. And you can follow us on both of those platforms as well, please.
Yes, you can. Pretty please. Thank you. It's good to see you guys.
It's amazing to be here with you guys tonight.
Yeah.
It's amazing to hold space with you guys tonight.
I want to give a shout out to somebody who listens.
Oh, please do.
Because their name is Ella.
Okay, period.
Her name is Ella. She runs with Chloe.
Okay.
Gus and Julesy's roommate.
Hey, Ella.
And I just heard this from Chloe, but apparently Chloe was on like a beautiful girls retreat weekend at a lake house, I guess. I don't know. She
period.
Said that all weekend she was like reading her book and working on her projects by the fire or something.
Oh my God, I need that.
Sounds amazing. I think she said embroidery.
Doing that horribly.
But then she said that her friend was talking about this podcast that she loves. And then Chloe was like, that's my friend.
Oh my God. So. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Show it. Wait, guys. So show the podcast to your friends.
Seriously, show the podcast to your friends, please.
Send it in your group chat, please.
If you like it, then they'll like it.
They literally will. And maybe it'll take some convincing. You can even play it for them.
You can
like,
play
we're
going
to go for a drive.
Yeah.
Get in the car. I have something to show you.
The doors are locked.
Childlike on. Vibes up.
Yeah, pull some clips for them.
Yeah. Yeah, pull some clips.
One day I hope that somebody makes a compilation video of us.
Oh my God.
Maybe I like all the times we say gay guy or something.
Fan edit one day.
Oh, me too. Wait, you know what would be
please
funny?
Someone make a fan edit of
if
us.
If they
legit.
Made a fan edit of us being like, because you know they can twist anything these days.
Of course.
Like a romance one. Where it's like
so easy to make a romance one.
I know. All the times you're like, please. You are so beautiful.
Please, guys, make a romance one.
Please.
I need it for something. I need that for something private.
It's private.
It's private, but just make that and send it to me. You don't even have to post it.
Yeah. Sophia, what sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
Okay. I got a bike and I'm moving, so a ton of sexy and unique things are happening to me.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Like, I don't know, I have my bike. And it's been really nice to get around on. And I'm going to be moving in by myself, which I'm really excited about. And that's also why I got the bike, so that I could bike from where I'm moving to literally Hannah's and some other people's. There's about three people that I wanted to be able to bike to.
I literally use my bike to get to only my friend's house.
Yeah, of course. Well, I don't know. You're not going to really like bike to go out or something.
Well, sometimes I bike to the bar if the bar's nearby, but
totally.
I don't take my bike on like long journeys. My bike is kind of a Bed-Stuy bike.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the point, is that it's like we can get to nearby surrounding areas. And what else about that? I'm just like really excited to be embarking on this journey.
Yay, I'm excited for you.
I think it's going to be amazing.
Yay.
Oh, and we went antiquing. That was literally so fun. And I'm happy with everything we got.
Me too. I'm so happy with everything we got. I feel like my apartment's coming together.
It is. Your room looks amazing.
Thank you. I'm really happy with my room. Yay, my bedroom.
Looks really, really good.
My safe haven.
My heaven.
My safe heaven.
My safe heaven. What sexy, unique thing happened to you? I guess also it's actually the past 2 weeks because of our new schedule.
Oh, yeah, true.
This Fortnite.
I don't... What sexy, unique thing happened to you this Fortnite?
Fortnite. LMAO.
Well, I have something coming up tomorrow that is sexy and unique. Which is that I got all of the girls that I work with. Yeah, we're all going to wear knee-high socks to work tomorrow.
Did not tell me that. That is so funny.
I am going to get in trouble for leading the revolution.
Why?
At my workplace.
Do they not want you to be wearing knee-high socks?
Probably not. They definitely don't like when we all match, which I've done with my coworkers on multiple occasions, and they're not a fan of that.
Well, let us have fun.
Let us have fun. What else happened to me that has been sexy and unique, though? That antiquing. I cried at the bar. That's like a classic sexy unique thing to do.
Yeah,
girl crying at bar.
It is sexy and unique,
sitting at the bar kind of like looking around, single tear. Who's gonna notice? Who's gonna come up to me? Is anyone here gonna notice me?
Anyone?
They did, and they did.
Period.
And I took it outside and I cried and I got in an Uber and I came home.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was good. It was a release.
Okay, amazing.
Sorry, just got a text. My parents and my sister are in Prague, of course. Yeah. And I forgot that Leisha and I went to Prague with my parents in high mm-hmm. school. And I told Leisha, and it's just funny them texting me, no way, back to Prague? It's like, yeah. That's our spot.
Damn it. They're making new memories there.
I know, but they're sending me pictures of all of the things that we did together and being like, remember this?
Yeah, girl, yeah, I do.
In Prague is where my mom said that elephant had social anxiety.
yes, she did say that.
She said it was demented and it had social anxiety.
They need to go back and visit that elephant. Make amends.
Well, they didn't want to go back to the zoo, apparently.
Okay, that makes sense, actually.
I already checked in on that, and they said they weren't interested.
We're not really supposed to go to the zoo.
I know. They don't care about that, though.
Oh. So why aren't they going?
Because my sister didn't want to go, just because she thinks they're boring.
Well, they are kind of boring.
Not to me. It's like the saddest thing in the world that that zoos are unethical. I totally get it, and I support the cause of zoos being unethical. But I love the fucking zoo. So it's been a loss.
Certainly been a huge loss for you.
But I get it. I wouldn't change a thing about me not going to the zoo.
We need to get you on a sanctuary.
That they're literally so special. I know. We do. When I was in Australia, I went to a sanctuary and I got to hold a bunch of kangaroos.
Oh, that's awesome. Shall we start?
Yeah. Okay. I got the giggles a little bit.
That's perfect for what we're about to do.
In the mood to laugh.
It's New Blood, Vanderpump Rules, Season 4, Episode 2. We open at Sir... And guess what? We're meeting Lala. Ah! Lala's here.
Lala's at the host stand.
We meet two new beautiful gals this week. Okay, so Leisha is kind of like, I'm glad to have Lala here. It's good to keep everyone on their toes.
Mm-hmm.
And Lala has already been embraced by the boys in particular.
Yes, she has. She looks very Lauren from Utah. She's like fresh.
Yeah, she doesn't really have her face is like so like sharp and angular now.
I know.
Anyway, yeah, Lisa's like, watch out for Jax, you're his type. And she's like, well, I'm everybody's type, so.
I know.
Actually.
My note says establishing herself as the sex pot.
I know. Respect, actually, obviously. And then we also meet Faith. Oh, we meet three new beautiful women this episode. Faith is so pretty.
I know, Faith is so pretty. And these two ladies will come to play a crucial role.
I know.
In Vanderpump history.
And a bunch of really bad things are going to happen to Faith.
And to Lala.
Yeah. But not as bad.
No, it's way worse for Faith.
And Katie is training Faith, and it's not really actually going very well. And then she can't remember where any of the tables are.
Remember any of the table numbers.
And Lisa's like, where's seven? And she's like, where's seven?
She's like, seven?
It's in here? And Lisa's like, no, it's not in here.
It's not in this room. It's not even close to in this room.
And then Shishu arrives. Mm-hmm. And she says that she's had a sick feeling in her stomach all day because of how James like got really drunk at her party last night.
Yeah.
She's talking to Katie they're just like, I don't even know how James gets so shit faced or whatever. And in the talking head, Sheena says that Kristen's presence at her party escalated the James situation.
It sucks. It pissed me off.
Of course.
It's not Kristen's fault that he's drinking like that. No, she was devastating alcoholic.
And she was literally trying to calm him down and get him to drink less the entire night.
She was
She was literally like, please have some water.
Also, Sheena's wearing her famous sock bun. She's bringing the sock bun back for season
period.
4. Interesting.
4 years of the sock bun.
And her bug glasses, her big bug sunglasses.
Of course. This is also when we learned that James went home with Jenna last night. The woman that he was like literally perving out towards in a way that is so shocking to me that she went home with him, of course. Because he was like, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life.
Drunk
and Kristen
slurring.
Was like right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was dressed in that fucked up outfit.
He had the wig that he styled. His wig that he had styled himself.
Cut and styled. So ultimately, Kristen went detective mode.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sheena explains that James said that he and Jenna took an Uber home, like that dropped both of them off.
Yeah, because Shay called them both an Uber because they live right near each other.
Right. Then Kristen obviously went and hacked into James's email and saw that actually he had Ubered Jenna home at 6 a.m. that morning. So they had like obviously had sex and spent the night together.
Yeah. Well, Sheena had a piece of the puzzle too, because so Shay called them the Uber on his phone and then the Uber only ever made one stop and it was at Jenna's house.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Or at James's.
At James's. Oh, it's like Katie and this guy, like Jesse was his name or something. They're like polishing silverware or whatever, and Sheena's trying to explain the Uber thing, and they're both like, I'm actually way too hungover for the logistics you're explaining to like make any type of sense to me right now.
Well, it's funny that the party was last night.
I know.
The timeline of the show is so funny because sometimes it'll be weeks and weeks, and sometimes it's the very next day.
I know. I love it when it's the very next day.
Me too.
Sheena calls this the smoking gun Uber.
Yeah. The smoking gun Uber.
And Katie, I think, is like, just don't get in the middle of it. And Sheena's like, I already am in the middle of it. It's like, okay.
Get yourself out of the middle of it, Sheena.
I know. I would say that, but she can't because Kristen is literally texting her hateful things about it. So it's like she kind of is like, can't really remove herself, but just stop responding, obviously.
Yeah.
Lala walks in to where Lisa and Diana are sitting and is like, when am I going to be on the schedule? Because I have a modeling booking in Italy.
I have a last minute modeling booking in Italy.
Wednesday to Monday. And she explains in the talking head that basically, like, because of her modeling, this is like serves her first like real job that she's ever had to have, and that she really does not like having to answer to people.
Yeah.
And that she also like doesn't respect this job.
Yes. Well, it made me laugh. Okay, so she says she's a model. This is her first real job. They show, then they flash a couple of her modeling pics.
Yes.
There's one from when she's like 15, and then there's like a bunch of nudes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Of course. She's not a model.
She's not a model. She did the kind of modeling. I don't remember, but it's just where you go and like try on the clothes so that people can see how the clothes look on.
Yeah,
a body.
Totally, totally.
Yeah. And she did it for like athletic
maybe
wear.
Like fit model.
Model. And then she said something that made me laugh, and I felt it in my bones as well, that she says she takes this job as seriously as the job is, which is not that serious.
Yeah, it's not that serious. It really is not that serious.
Well, it is like, okay, I'm a host at this restaurant that 1,000 people work at. So it's like, if I can't be here Thursday to Sunday, that's fine.
Of course.
That's actually fine.
Of course.
So now Katie and Sheena are hanging out in the back alley, and they're talking about how there's like so many new people. They're like, I'm seeing girls in there that I've never seen before.
Literally.
Being like, I walked in, there's like 100 new girls.
Yeah. Well, and like they don't like actually they're never work there often. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's a completely new staff of people.
Sheena is telling Katie that Kristen won't stop texting her, being like really mad at her because to Kristen, she is upset because another one of Sheena's friends fucked her boyfriend.
Yes.
It's like, Kristen, you need to have a little bit of self-awareness that is obviously not Sheena's fault.
Yeah, no, it's not her fault at all.
It's to do with the kind of men that you're picking, unfortunately. Yes. That they will be fucking a friend of a friend.
I also thought Jenna was Kristen's friend.
Yeah, I think she is, but it's like, Kristen is looking for anywhere to place the blame.
Yeah, of course, of course.
She texted her, okay, your whore friend fucked my boyfriend. Please don't be a bitch to me about it. It's like,
she's a fucking whore and you were rude to me.
Yeah. LOL. So they're sitting out there talking about that. And then Jax walks up with, guess who?
Brittany.
Brittany! Kentucky Muffin.
Make me so sad what she did to her face. Sorry.
I know, but she just got her implants out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, no. She got a tummy tuck.
But I heard she got her implants out.
Did she
too.
Also get her implants out? Okay, that's amazing. Because she posted a photo that was like, I've been wanting to do this for myself for a long time. And it seemed like it was her getting her implants out, but she had actually gotten a tummy tuck. So maybe she got both of them at the same time.
I didn't see any pictures. I just saw something online about it. Maybe she just got a tummy tuck.
No, but if the headline said that she got her implants out, then I'm sure that's what happened as well.
They kind of just like materialize out of nowhere. They're just somehow
literally
at the table. She's wearing like a teeny tiny romper with like a big deep V and like the shortest shorts you've ever seen.
And she's there for a job interview.
Yes, but I'm sure that they tricked her.
They definitely did, because the entire time she keeps being like, I was not prepared for this to happen.
Yes.
They definitely tricked her.
She thought that they were going to lunch.
Yes.
Her lower third is Jax's girlfriend, which is interesting.
Nothing new.
Katie first met her in Vegas, and her talking head is like, I actually didn't even feel a need to shield Brittany from Jax because it really seems like Jax has been changing.
Why?
Which is crazy. I don't know why.
He hasn't done anything to show that.
Why you would think that.
He just has been like less like actively rude to Katie herself. But
she's like, he's like not trying to get Katie and Tom to break up anymore.
But he's still like horrible.
He's awful to women in general. Yeah. They're like asking Jax if he thinks Brittany is actually going to get hired at Sir by Lisa. And he goes, yeah, 100%.
Why?
She never hires couples. She refuses to do it. I mean, Brittany does ultimately eventually work there. But Sheena is like, okay, yeah, that chance. She won't even hire Shay.
Literally so like, funny to learn that Sheena has also tried to get Shay a job there.
I know.
Like, girl, what the fuck?
What would he do?
Literally stand there.
He could be bouncer.
I guess.
They don't need that.
No.
It's a restaurant.
He can stand there like a sim.
I know.
He can't like talk to customers.
No, he can't.
Hell
he
no.
would be worse than Schwartz was.
Yeah, way worse.
Oh my God.
I know.
So then Jax and Brittany go inside. Jax approaches Lisa and Diana while they're like, Lisa and Diana just can't get their damn meeting done.
I know,
because people keep interrupting them. He walks in. And he's like, okay, you're going to be interviewing this girl. Please be nice to her. Please, please be nice to her.
He's being so crazy.
And he's being weird as fuck. He was acting kind of coked out, and I'm sure he is.
Oh, he definitely is.
They were like, why, Jax? Like, we're not going to hire your fucking girlfriend. And he's like, she's not my girlfriend. I'm just helping her out.
That's your girlfriend.
And he goes on to say that he's like, he obviously does not use the word entranced, but that's a word that I use in my note. He's entranced by her beauty.
He says, her smile and she's just friendly. You know, obviously she's beautiful, and I feel like I haven't seen that in so long.
I
what?
Huh? What do you mean?
Literally being like, I just haven't seen a beautiful woman in years.
It's like, huh? What? Whatever. Okay. He likes that she's from a small town. He will get to it later, but he likes that she doesn't know anything and she's clueless.
Yeah.
So he can easily dupe her. And then Lisa is like, I will never like listen to Jax or whatever, blah, 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 unless he radically changes. And he goes, how am I supposed to radically change?
I have a couple ideas.
I have some small steps you could start out with and then a couple really big ones.
I also feel like Jax's like filler is getting out of control.
Yeah.
He looks so bad.
In this day and age?
In this season.
This year. Yeah, well, he's making a lot of cosmetic changes.
Yes. His face is getting really, really wide.
He's quite vain. So it's not good for him to be seeing himself on camera like that. Because a million little tweaks add up to one big wrong face.
He still has like gauze in his ears. Or his nose drop. I literally was like, what the fuck?
I don't know. He's such a mess.
I know. He is so fucking disgusting. He's like gross. Having sex with Britney while he has like gauze in his ears. I know. He's like bleeding from the ears, like coming. It's like, no.
No, no. And she is naive as fuck right now.
And she is literally so cute.
I know. She's so cute.
It just makes me so sad. Sorry.
Her smile is completely downturned now.
And her eyebrows are literally up to her fucking hairline. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm just sad. I have to look at a picture of her right now. I know, she's so pretty. She's so cute.
I don't know. I just think like particularly that she got a bit botched. She has literally such a cute face. And then like such a cute smile, and literally her lips are downturned.
I know, she can't smile anymore. She literally can't smile in a normal way.
And her eyebrows are so fucking high. Whatever.
Oh, no. I think it was just the tummy tuck. I don't think she got her tits off.
Damn it.
Tits off.
She didn't quite get top surgery.
No. She said, when they said remove what no longer serves you, I took it literally. In all seriousness, y'all know I always keep it real. Yeah. And so I did a thing.
It's a tummy tuck. Because all the comments are like, oh, my God, congrats. You finally got the implants out. And then there's a bunch of responses being like, she just got a tummy tuck.
Ew, this picture. I would never post this picture with like the drainage.
I know.
Stuff. Whatever.
With the drains.
Drains from your tummy tuck.
Period.
But anyways, whatever. She walks in. Jax accompanies her. And I said he does look a little bit cracked out, to be honest.
Of course. No offense.
No offense, obviously. Lisa is immediately a little bit rude to Brittany. She's like, hey, just so you know, you're not going to get a job here just because you're dating Jax. And she's like,
Brittany's like, I didn't even know that I'm supposed to be getting a job here. Like, okay. Yeah.
Lisa's like, do you have a resume? And she's like, no, I like really wasn't
she's
prepared
like,
for this.
I was completely unprepared for this.
So, and then the interview's going on and Katie approaches Jax at the bar and is like, hey, so can you please not make any like big grand promises to that girl? Because she seems really sweet. And if you promise her something big, you know, you're not going to be able to keep it. So just like, don't do that. Because also BTW were at the party last night with a different girl. So it's like, let's just hold your horses on this one.
And he's like, Carter's just a friend. And he literally last night was like, my date.
Yeah. Well, his first choice said no. So he said he went one more down in the phone book.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not your friend.
Also, it's like, wait, when did Brittany get there then? If he was literally with Carter last night.
She got there this morning or late last night.
And he like drove her straight to Sir.
Yeah. Oh, poor girl. Oh, poor fucking girl. But while they're chatting at the bar, Lala approaches. It is very clear that Katie hates her off the fucking bat.
I know, Katie hates her. For literally no reason.
For no reason. She gets like really cold, mean girl energy.
They're going to be extremely, extremely sex negative towards Lala throughout this entire episode and even the rest of the seasons.
Yeah.
They're so fucking cruel to her. It's like so fun. I mean, I hate Lala, so I don't really care, to be honest.
It's like she had no fucking chance.
No.
They hated her so immediately.
It's so funny how they're just like literally so mean to the new girl no matter what.
I know.
But I guess not, because like they aren't being that mean to Faith and they are not being
Katie
like
likes
that to Brittany.
Faith.
Yeah.
Katie likes Faith.
It's so funny.
But she walks up and she's like, hey y'all, what are we talking about? And Katie is like, hi.
Ew, I could not stop thinking about how like that thing will happen where Jax starts saying like literally like disgustingly sexual things to Lala under his breath.
Yeah, whispering in her ear and then denying it.
While they're like with other people.
And they're at dinner. And there's a part too later where, not in this episode, like later in the season, where she calls him Sweaty Monkey. She's like, hi, Sweaty Monkey.
Ew.
I know. But he invites her to Surly Goat the next day because everybody's
going to
hang out.
The Surly Goat.
I used to go to the Surly Goat.
Me too. Is that the one that had the smoking porch or was that the place next door? There were two places,
I think it was next door. Surly Goat is like frat.
I know. Fratty. I used to literally live a walking distance from there. Like, straight up. I'm not joking.
I know. I went to that place. Yeah. I went to your apartment. Katie is like, Jax takes out of sight, out of mind a little bit too literally. Like, Brittany is literally in the next room. She just flew here to be in Los Angeles with him. And she's in the next room. The door's closed. And he's like, has his sights on Lala.
Yes.
Lala is like, oh my God. Like, I'll come to this early go. And also, by the way, I like live in Stassi's old apartment. Like, I live in her old room.
What?
And Jax is like, what the fuck?
I'm literally like so horny. That's crazy. Obviously.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Literally OMG.
But it is like, why?
I know. I don't know why she lives in her old apartment.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's apartments that production helps get them.
Well, I think that maybe what happens is that it's like kind of what happened at my college, which is like, I bet that Stassi hasn't lived there in a while, but she passed it to somebody else who worked at Sir, and then now goes to that girl because Lala also was like, yeah, we're like still keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
So I bet it's kind of just like a Sir apartment now, which is like so nasty. It's so bad.
Also,
if these walls could talk.
When Katie tells Jax not to break any hearts, he's like, I would really like to have a nice relationship. I am jealous of you and Tom and Ariana and Tom. It's like, you're not jealous of Katie and Tom. You hate their relationship bad.
You hate it so much.
I would like to have that,
he says. I would really like to have that. I would like to have something like that. But then the interview is over and Lisa is like, okay, Brittany, drop off your resume and I'll think about it.
And please next time wear pants.
And yeah, dress different.
He's wearing literally a tiny, teeny, tiny romper.
Which is funny to say because it's like, Lisa, I know what you put those girls in.
Literally.
It's like less fabric than what she's wearing right now, but whatever.
Okay, then we're at Katie and Tom's apartment and it's Gordo's second birthday, which is cute.
Yeah.
They're feeding him like a huge piece of meat, basically, to celebrate.
Made me laugh and also disgusted because it was like Tom cooking the meat on the stove, like doing voices to the dog, and Katie getting home from work. And it's like, imagine you walk in from your shift and your loser fucking unemployed boyfriend is in there like singing a song in a funny voice to your dog.
I know.
In a different world, that could be sweet, but because it's Tom Schwartz, it's like repulsive.
And it's like, maybe what if you cooked me something for once?
No, exactly.
And not just like a nasty piece of meat for the dog. Imagine that. Could literally be wonderful. We could really give Jack something to be jealous of. Katie tells Schwartz that he would be a good stay-at-home dad and that she can bring home the bacon. And he says, who's your daddy? And I was like, ew. To really zip it. Basically, we also learned that we're 9 months into the 6-month ultimatum that Katie issued Schwartz, where he has 6 months to propose to her or she breaks up with him. So that has passed by 3 months, of course. Schwartz says that the more Katie backs off, like on the proposal thing, the more he wants to propose.
I hate him so fucking much.
I literally hate him. He says that he's been committing to a bunch of stuff lately, like Gordo, the perm, and the ring on a string.
Shut the fuck up.
And also she's like, what do you mean the perm? And he's like, the perm was supposed to serve as a constant reminder every time I look in the mirror that I'm supposed to get my shit together. Also, he still has his mutton chops, of course.
Yeah.
He's at a party with us last night. And then he keeps like in the talking head joking about like ranking like things of importance. And it's like his work, Gordo, his perm, and then like Katie at the very bottom, basically. Yeah. Like literally, fuck you.
He started it being like, okay, so probably Katie first and then Gordo. And then he was like, no, definitely Gordo first and then Katie. And then I guess probably it's like Gordo, perm, Katie modeling. Fuck off. He's being earnest.
I know. And Katie told Schwartz that James and Jenna like left together in like the drama of the Uber, basically.
And he says something really rude. He says that it would be wasteful for Kristen to date somebody who isn't cheating on her.
Oh.
Because she wouldn't be able to use her hacking skills. Just quite a rude thing to say.
Of course. And they basically are like, thank God that's not like our relationship. And it's like,
oh my God.
Okay.
You guys have your own unique set of problems that are no better.
Measuring your relationship against James and Kristen, it's like, yeah, that still doesn't mean anything.
No, it means nothing at all.
Literally.
So.
Oh my God, I hate him.
I hate him so fucking bad. All right.
I was feeling like violent towards him during this episode.
Because imagine that's your boyfriend. Holy shit.
It's a horror.
Kristen is meeting James at a bar. He's already there. She walks in. She's pissed the fuck off. It's really fucking awkward.
It's like pitch silent. She walks in.
Yeah. She's like, her heels are clicking.
Click, clack, click, clack, click, clack.
Her stomp is stomping. It's like very awkward. She says kind of she greets him with a hey, but it's like quite brooding. It's kind of like,
yes.
Hey. So she sits down. She says that she tells him his behavior last night was really embarrassing. Yes. And he goes, yeah.
Okay.
And then she kind of starts to be like, you don't have anything else to say? And then interrupts herself to be like, actually, excuse me, bartender, do you have a Pinot Grigio or a Sauvignon Blanc? She knows she can't get through this combo without a wine.
She is fucking pounding wine this episode, obviously.
Yeah, dude, she is. She fucking is.
It's like, yeah, your boyfriend is driving you to drink.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. You're driving each other to drink and it sucks. She is like, she's a master at her craft. She tees it the fuck up and he hits the ball out of the park, which is that she's like, okay, so what happened last night was that you took an Uber home with Jenna and then it dropped her off at her apartment. And he's like, yeah, that's what happened.
Yes.
And she goes, okay, so then Jenna didn't come over and you didn't Uber her home at 6 a.m.? And he goes,
according to the receipts in your email.
She goes, no. And she said, oh, you don't want to see the Uber receipt from your email? And he goes, how? And she goes, do you want me to show it to you? And then he goes, ugh, god damn it. And literally, laughs. And he laughs in her fucking face. He literally is
laughing and smiling, being like, you got me.
You got me. You got me. I hate him. So he knows he's been caught. Obviously, he's like, literally like, ugh, damn it, laughing. And then he goes, we're just hanging out. We're just smoking. Shut the fuck up. It's like, what the fuck is the point of saying that at this point? Come on.
Oh my God.
She says that he's a liar and they're done and that she got out of one really shitty relationship and into an almost worse one.
Not almost.
Definitely worse. Definitely worse. And he's fucking laughing in her face still laughing at her. And he goes, have you ever cheated on me? Be honest, because like, now's the time. And she's like, no.
But she has, but whatever. Yeah.
But it's like, he's being so bratty and like, blase.
He literally is like laughing careless. And smiling. Yeah. I hate him. I really feel violent towards him.
His fucking deeply evil side is coming out.
He's
in
so
this.
Fucking ugly.
And
not
he's
for nothing.
So ugly, and it sucks. It fucking sucks.
There
her
is a
feelings
scene later
so
that
hurt.
Made me feel genuinely sick to my stomach.
Then with the kissing. Yes.
And we'll get to that. I'm not being overdramatic when I said it made me feel sick to my stomach. I was like, oh, ew.
Ew, ew, ew.
Oh my God.
But she's like really actually sad. Like yeah, she's actually sad and she's crying and it sucks.
And he's laughing
and
smiling.
In her fucking face. She says that she feels like he's really changed from the guy that she first started dating.
Yeah.
Which like, no, he hasn't really, but also he kind of has because he wasn't like famous before. So I bet his ego has blown the fuck up out of control.
Well, and because he got what he wanted out of her. So like he probably was being like sweet to her at the beginning,
and now he's just playing in her fucking face so crazy.
It's literally insane.
It's so he like so crazy. He's so brash with it,
completely unfeeling, and like literally just used her to get on the show, and now is like doesn't care because he got what he wanted.
Oh, it's sucks
brutal
for her.
And he's 22.
Oh
my God.
And she was like, he used to really love me so much. And now, like, nothing. And
I know.
It's like, yeah. I mean, he used the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
And then she said that she was like, I did everything for him. It's like,
she definitely did do everything for him.
Yeah.
She got him his job. And she, like, pays for his shit and stuff.
Yeah.
Also, when she leaves the restaurant, she, like, gets up and walks away and then, like, chugs her wine and then leaves. It's
and
so
gets
funny.
In her car.
Yes.
She gets into a beautiful convertible.
Yes.
And drives away crying.
Behind the wheel, crying.
Yeah.
Drunk and crying in
but
your convertible.
But it's like, what a beautiful Los Angeles scene.
Yes. Okay. Then we're at this early goat. It's the Toms and Ariana and Katie, and they're talking about Britney, and Sandoval is like, oh my God, I know that Jax is saying some stupid shit about how good it feels to like not date an LA girl and like whatever, which he literally is. Being
it's
like,
so funny.
So nice to like have just like a down to earth, like country girl or whatever. It's like, you are literally the most like vain person I've ever met in my entire life.
I
like,
know.
Shut the fuck up.
I love when they talk shit about him because their reads on him are literally always 100% accurate.
Because he's so easy to
like
nail down.
Word for word, yes, they're like literally making up what he's going to say and he's fucking saying it.
Oh, then Lala and Faith show up and Ariana says, because like Jax invited them, I'm gonna finish it and then I'll say what I'm thinking, but Ariana says, what a nice guy Jax is, just a welcoming committee to anyone who's new at Sir with boobies.
Ew, with boobies.
Also, like, she just like, I'm so sorry, all love to Ariana, says these like quote-unquote jokes in the confessional that I actually are so lame to me and I'm tired of writing them down.
I know.
She says one later that I was like, I refuse to write that quote down, you're pissing me off.
I don't write her jokes
because she thinks it's funny, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, you are not funny in that way.
Well, she's just not funny. She's not like a funny girl, which in itself is funny because of her passion for improv, etc.
Of course. Then Jax and Britney show up and Sandoval like kind of reintroduces himself to Britney.
Jax is wearing one of those fugly ass fucking waterfall sweaters.
I literally hate him. Ew, we learned that last night, basically Jax told Schwartz that before he and Britney have sex, he's going to make her put on Converse All-Stars without socks and like walk around the block. And then when she comes back, he will shove her feet into his mouth.
Shove her feet into his mouth is so gross. I don't want to be visualizing their sex acts like that.
And then like it's Jackson talking head, and Jax is like, yeah, so what, I like stinky feet. And it's like a photo of him holding Britney's feet in his hands. And then he's like, that's a normal kink. It's not something disgusting like piss. I'm like, those are, to me, are like pretty much on equal footing.
Yeah, well, if you're, it's different.
It actually is like way dirtier than pee, because usually people do like, sorry to be like graphic or whatever, like one, pee sterile. Two, people like do that in the shower.
I know, piss play happens in the shower.
You're literally, as you're saying, shoving her dirty, stinky feet in your mouth. I know. So that is actually grosser. If we're
walk around the streets of Los Angeles and then like licking that all up.
Literally. Jack says that he just brought Carter to Sheena's as a friend, and that he's taking things slow with Britney. Mm-hmm. So she's not just going to move in. And then we get a cut to him being like, we need to figure out where you're staying. With a friend? With me? Are we going to get a new apartment together? Like, girl, what the fuck? Oh, like, my God.
He was like, well, we got to figure out if we're like full on together or not. So like, are you living here?
Are we going to live somewhere else together? Or would you live with a friend? Oh, my God.
It's so funny because she definitely moved there. I think it's like a point of contention later on where like she moved there with the intention of moving in with him. Well,
that's obviously what he told her.
Yeah,
duh.
Of course.
And this is when he says, it's just nice to meet someone that's, I don't want to say clueless, but, well, she has no idea about Sir, let alone my past.
My past. Also, right before, at the top of the scene, it's like the boys are at the bar together alone. Yeah. And they did shots of Fireball. Ew. I was like, you guys are so nasty.
So gross. Oh, my God. And then Katie asks Lala when she's done with her training. And Lala explained that she's done, but she then reveals that she's going to go away for this booking. In the talking head, Katie says that she feels like she can't trust Lala because they don't just fly models out to Italy. They do.
They do.
They do. Not they do. Lala, but they do. Like, I know. They do.
It is true. It's like.
And it's not like famous ones either. Like,
no.
I've had like stuff where they're like, oh, come in for this like booking, and if you get it, you'll like fly to wherever. Like, they do that. But of course not for Lala, because she is, as you said, a fit model. Yeah, like, she's not doing any modeling.
She's not a model. She hires photographers to take pictures of her.
Literally.
So in that way, technically, she for that afternoon, she is modeling.
Yeah. But she models literally for in photos.
But they could have just like, there was a different avenue they could have taken to degrade her by being like, you're not the kind of model that they do that for. But instead they make themselves look stupid by being like, they don't fly models around the world. Yeah, they fucking
Katie
do.
Katie will always be like, no one's ever flown Schwartz out. And it's like, fucking exactly. Because Schwartz is doing a shoot for Santorelli or whatever the fuck suits for like Men's Warehouse. So yeah, they're not shooting that in Italy.
No, they're not. They don't need to go to Italy for that when they're just setting up a fucking drop cloth in a warehouse.
Literally. It's like, yeah. Okay. It's so funny. This is like the second time they've said stuff like this, but whatever. And then Katie basically is like, are you just going to be completely unreliable at work? It's like, shut up.
So
they're so
in
fucking annoying. It's just annoying where they're like, she and Sheena do it later too, where they're like, you need to have respect for this place. And
I
it's
know.
Like, oh my God, shut the fuck
shut
up.
The fuck
like,
up, actually.
Literally to be like sucking like management's ass. I'm like, literally.
Bootlicking
get
so
a
hard.
Fucking job. You have one, but you know what I mean.
We also, before when the boys went to the bar to do their shots and talk about Britney or whatever, it cuts to Katie and Ariana sitting with the girls with Lala and Faith and Britney. Katie and Ariana are just like so deeply on their phones. Just like as soon as the boys left, they both whipped out their phones and are like in the corner texting. And it's like, why don't you just try to talk to the new girls?
Well, it's also this, the idea that the boys are so much more fun than those girls.
I know. That's crazy. Uh-uh. That's fucking crazy talk.
Oh my God. It's so stupid.
Oh, also at the end, they do a shot and Tom Sandoval says, I look forward to hating all of you at some point. And I was like, that is fun for me. Because you are going to hate Lala so fucking bad. And she is going to hate the shit out of you.
Oh my God, I know.
You guys are going to have like a world ending fight on stage.
It's so funny. Oh my God.
Oh no, we're at Kristen's apartment.
I know.
Oh no.
This is the scene that made me feel sick to my stomach, okay. By the way.
We're at Kristen's apartment. We open on a montage of all the photos of her and James around her apartment. There's a bunch. And she's pouring herself a huge glass of wine, a huge glass of white wine. And then she puts herself onto the couch and she goes on her phone. And it's funny. It's just like, it's funny to pour yourself a big glass of wine and then just go on your phone on the couch.
And be in a sour mood. It's literally just drinking and being like, how can I put myself in a terrible mood?
I know.
It's so crazy. I know. It's insane.
Also like, okay, so she's on the couch with her phone with a glass of wine when James arrives and he walks in like all apologetic and whatever. And it's like, we had this scene last week. I'm full off the scene. I don't need more.
I know.
She's kind of ignoring him, going on her phone. She's laying down now. And in the talking head, she says that she made a lot of mistakes with Tom, like being crazy and reactive. So she promised herself she wasn't going to repeat those patterns, which I guess to her means when your boyfriend comes over to try and win you back, you just ignore him.
Yeah, a little bit. It's also like, well, in order for you to break those patterns, you would have to be dating someone who doesn't like cause you to act that
way. Exactly.
Like
who isn't trying to make you crazy and reactive.
Yes, literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
You shouldn't even be in the situation in which that's a possibility. Yes. But then, so they start to chat, whatever. And she's like, you're just so angry when you drink. And he says, I get so angry with you when I drink. And then she's like, why? What did I do? And he's like, I don't even know.
He literally is like, I don't know if you did anything.
I don't know if you did anything.
Like, she didn't do anything.
No, you just hate her. I mean, you're a misogynist. And you hate women and you used her for her purpose. And now you have no purpose for her anymore. You're annoyed that she's around.
And you do get angry when you drink. Generally,
you get angry with a bunch of people. Yeah.
It's not just her. No. So shut the fuck up. He is literally insane. I hate him so bad.
I hate him so, so much. And then she asks him, like, what exactly happened with Jenna? She wants to know, like, every detail, which... Why? You're setting him
people
up to lie
as well.
People
do that all the time. Also with cheating, it's like crazy.
I don't want to know every detail like that.
I know. I know.
It's better to not know.
I know,
course.
But people's curiosity gets the best of them.
Well, and it kills the cat. All right. She asks exactly what happened. He smiles again and like laughs and sort of begins to recount. So the Uber dropped them off. He thinks he invited her to come in. And then he says 100% on his life, they did not have sex, but 100% they did make out.
Okay.
Because quote unquote at the time he wanted to. And she's like, what? And then he said, I may have tried undressing her, like taking her top off. I started with that.
Like, come on.
And then in his confessional, he goes, at this point, I'm just lying to Kristen for her own good. If I tell her the whole truth, it's going to devastate her. The truth is that Jenna and I were definitely boning. Fuck off.
I hate him.
Dude.
It's literally
what
disgusting.
The fuck?
And also what's so crazy is that when he said that, I was like, okay, so they're going to break up. But no, the end goal of this is to stay together. So it's like, this is the most classic example of being like, she'll see this.
She'll see this, you fucking
she
idiot.
She will see this.
It's also just like, I don't know, I have the trauma from this, but it fucking triggered me. It's like, you actually cannot be having sex with other people and saying that you aren't.
Of course, it's
because
dangerous.
I know you're not using a condom. It's so dangerous.
Yeah, it's insane.
You are like removing consent from her in this situation.
Yes.
It's so bad. It makes me so angry, and he's so flippant with it.
I know, it's literally crazy.
He's so... casual and excited about it in the confessional.
He's excited. He thinks it's like funny and awesome.
Yeah. And it's like, you can't fucking do that. You're removing her consent. Whatever.
No, it's disgusting.
Then when he's talking to her, he says, I didn't have sex with her. I haven't had sex with anyone in this whole relationship other than you the whole time we've been together or even not together.
What?
Okay.
Obviously lying a bunch.
Lying out of your fucking ass. You literally had sex with somebody else last night. He really wants them to get back together, which is like just interesting to me at this point, because it's like, why don't you just take this out?
I know. I don't know, because he clearly doesn't want to be in a relationship with her.
Yeah. But he, I guess, I don't know. Maybe there was something, some truth to their love in the past, like when they first started dating.
I don't know. That's obviously impossible for me to believe, but maybe.
I know, but then it's like, so, okay, so why wouldn't he just break up with her now? Or let her break up with him. So he says he wants them to be together. And she says that because James had the balls to tell her the truth, she is going to take him back.
Yeah, she's like, he clearly does want to like rebuild.
Yeah.
No.
He's lying. He's lying to you.
Ew.
And then this is the really nasty part. He is kissing all up on her.
This is the second time we've seen him like kissing her lifeless body. Exactly. By the way.
Exactly. She's stiff and cold. And he's kissing her, but she is also crying. And then he's like up in her face, pressing his face into her face, being like, I don't like Jenna. I only like you. I really like you.
It's so gross.
And he's like,
it was
forehead
really
to
upsetting.
Forehead, kissing her as she's crying. They're like, and it's not just like little pecks. It's like their lips are locking a little bit. And it's so nasty.
It's literally so gross.
It's
I hate
so
him. He is
gross.
So fucking repulsive.
He is so, so gross and
he
bad.
He is so gross.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, these are the charms that work on you?
I know. And it just is making her look like such a fool to be like, I'm taking him back because he told me the truth. And he is like in the other room being like, oh, fuck that bitch.
Literally. Like, it's like, stop.
I know. It made me feel really sad for her.
It made me feel really sad too. She literally looks like a fool. Like, legit. She looks so stupid. It's crazy.
I know. Why play in her face like that? What the fuck is the point? He's just evil.
Yeah, he literally like thinks it's funny, doesn't care.
Yeah, well, they're going to break
up.
And
he does think it makes him look cool.
Yeah, he does.
to be a cheater. Well, yeah. All the other guys are cheaters.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah. Then we're furniture shopping.
We're at the Joneses.
Ariana and Dom are at the Joneses. There, because they guess what, are roommates now. And yes, Tom is wearing a rainbow plaid shirt, period. Basically, the guy working there, the sales associate, is like, you guys need a new sofa. And there's like, they're like, yeah, ours has been tainted. And he's like, by like dogs. And they're like, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit.
Basically by animals. Yeah.
Then, wait, can I say?
What?
Ariana is moving into the apartment that Tom Schwartz has lived in for 10 years.
Tom Sandoval, yes.
Or Tom Sandoval has lived in for 10 years. He lived there with Schwartz, he lived there with Jax, and he lived there with Kristen.
It's like a shitty ass apartment.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know why he's holding on to that.
Neither do I.
Oh my God.
I literally don't know why they wouldn't move into their own place. It like a new place.
Yeah.
That's like nicer and bigger. It's so crazy.
And they'll stay there for a long time until they move into the house.
Yes, it's so crazy. So then they basically sit on a bunch of couches and make sexual jokes. And then Tom like humps Ariana in front of the sales associate. It's and like, I'm like, that is actually so insane.
It's so insane. It's really He's inappropriate.
Literally mounts her and humps her.
It's like, please, that man is working.
Please,
let that guy work in peace.
And then they're sitting on the couch that they're going to get. And Ariana's like, so, yeah, we're adulting. And Tom says it's awesome living with Ariana and there's not one single second that he ever regrets it. He says, adulting is like getting really excited about things you never understood why your parents got excited about. But now you do because you're adulting. Oh, good God. It's like so fucking cringe.
Like, it's so merp. I mean, there's a merp about Tom.
Yeah. I mean, they're in like a merpdemic over here.
It was of the time.
Yes.
It was like,
adulting is like just on the scene also. Like loving that.
It's so funny that they have Tom Sandoval explaining adulting to me. It's like, ugh, I know.
They I have know, all those millennial. Like books from like Urban Outfitters checkout that's like adulting as fuck with like the asterisks for the U.S. like how to get your fucking shit together. It's like, oh my God, shut the fuck up.
The subtle art of not giving a fuck.
Literally the subtle art of not giving a fuck, period.
That fucking book.
I know, it's so fucking stupid.
Oh my
stupid.
God, it's
the
so dumb.
Not giving a fuck.
And the cover of it is like splatter paint.
It's like burned in my memory, obviously. Yeah. It's like yellow, I think. Anyway, then Ariana brings up the Sheena Kristen thing and she's basically just like, I don't know why like Sheena is like still friends with Kristen. Is she just like bored? And like, it just seems like her only requirement for a friend is someone who hasn't fucked her over in the past 2 months.
Yeah.
Which is true. Yeah. And in the talking head, Ariana is like, I'm not going to give Sheena an ultimatum or like cut her out of my life. But it's just a thing where if she's going to be hanging around Kristen a lot, like she's not going to see me as much because I don't want to be around Kristen. Which like, of course,
totally
makes sense.
Totally
Kristen's
makes
literally
sense.
Crazy. Yeah. Has literally like been threatening Ariana's life for the past like 365 days. So
I know.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to be around her either. Gosh, she's so crazy.
Actually, every day for the past more than a year,
yes.
like two
yes.
to 3 years,
yes.
she has been making real threats against Ariana's
yes.
life.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh my God. Oh. Okay, we're at Sir again. Ariana and Jax are behind the bar and Lisa approaches them and Jax is like, okay, how'd it go with Brittany? And Lisa is quite apprehensive. She doesn't really understand why Jax wants Brittany to work there so badly, but she was like, okay, I'll look at her resume and then I'll see. We'll see how you feel in a couple of weeks.
And he's like, that's totally fair.
Yeah, he was like, valid as fuck. My track record is pretty bad with this
yes,
kind of thing.
Yes.
Oh, Faith approaches Lisa to spiel her the menu.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. It just made me laugh. It was like, ugh, I hate doing shit like that. Whatever.
I know.
Because
she's just like training and it sucks, obviously.
I know. It would be awful to have your training on camera.
It literally would be humiliating. It's because like so overwhelming to do things like that.
Exactly. And training makes you feel like a fucking idiot. Because it's
yes,
like,
you literally feel so,
so
stupid.
So dumb. Because it's
like, it is like, okay, these are basic concepts, but they are actually really hard for me to remember.
Yeah, exactly. There's a million of them.
Yes.
It's stuff I definitely already know how to do, but I do have to have every single little thing explained to
yes.
me, probably multiple times.
Yes.
Yeah. But Katie is serving and she comes up to Sheena at the computer in the back. She fills her in on how she like really likes Faith, but she fucking hates Lala.
She's like, Faith is a fucking badass. It's so funny. And then she's like, Lala is a fucking whore bitch cunt.
Yep.
It's like, okay. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, wait, this part is so funny though.
And then she was like telling her about how Lala's going to Italy, but it's mm-hmm. like shady or whatever. And then Sheena pulls up.
Sheena this is so
pulls
funny.
Up Lala's Instagram and it's like, oh my God.
It's her profile picture on Instagram.
It's her profile picture on Instagram because it's a crazy picture of her naked ass.
It's literally just a photo of her like up from the back, her literal naked body with her hands like on her ass.
It's like she's about to like show hole.
Yeah, literally it's like pre-spread, like pre-show hole. It's so funny. So it's literally so funny to have that be your profile picture.
I know. It's like, why?
Because she likes it.
She likes it and she loves it. And they immediately start slut shaming her. But
of course.
Also, like, in a way, I obviously don't vibe with the slut shaming. But if I had, if they hired a new girl and
that's
I pulled up her Instagram and it's
funny.
It's
really funny.
Holy shit.
No, and Sheena says her profile picture just screams fuck me in the ass. And it's like, well, yeah, because she literally is about to bear her whole.
Yeah, so she's about to get fucked in the ass.
It literally does. It's like she's literally like spreading her cheeks.
Yeah. So funny.
Quite literally.
It's so funny.
It's so funny. Holy shit.
Oh my God. And then so they're kind of putting the pieces together of the fact that it's definitely not a modeling job and it's certainly just like a rich dude with a private jet.
Yeah. They're like, she's like yachting basically.
Yeah. And then Sheena's like, well, I have heard that Lala's crowd is like always going on these quote unquote sponsored vacations with these old guys and that they're probably giving blowjobs to be there, which is like something they hyperfixate on. Sucking like, dick.
Literally whatever.
It's like, I'm sorry that you guys have never been presented the opportunity to suck one dick to go on a private vacation to Italy, but it's like,
I know.
Come on. And then they decide that they're going to fucking approach her and ask her about it at work. And Katie is like, is that too mean? And Sheena's like, no, we're not being mean. We're being inquisitive.
And they're about to be so fucking
mean,
obviously.
So mean. It's crazy.
They basically go up to Lala and they're like,
when do you leave?
They approach with the most rancid fucking
literally
vibes.
The most rancid energy
like
of all time.
Horrifying. They corner her.
Yes. When do you leave? How long are you going for? Is it for a magazine or a designer? And Lala's like, it's just print. And Katie's like, I don't know why they would have to fly you out when there are like a bunch of supermodels in Italy. Once again, they do fly people out for shoots. Like it's the wrong, completely wrong approach that you're taking. Lala's like, oh, so you like don't think I'm a supermodel? She does hold her own in this conversation.
I know.
Katie tells her that she has a beautiful ass profile picture. And she's like, I just know better than to like think that that's what's happening, whatever.
That's so crazy.
I know.
They're being so aggressive.
Yes. And then Lala, which I love, she's like, okay, you caught me. She's like, yeah, I actually am just like going with like rich guys. And I'm not like, I'm not lying to you guys. I'm lying so that Lisa lets me go to Italy for free.
Of course.
Duh.
She's like, well, I'm obviously going to say it's for a job. I'm going on vacation now. It's like,
yeah, I'm not going to turn down a free vacation.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, it's like a free trip to Italy. And Sheena's like, so then what do you have to do for that trip? They're literally being so fucking nasty.
So nasty.
It's also embarrassing because it's just that like whenever they behave this way, it's literally because they're jealous, which is
like
so transparent.
I know.
So it's just like humiliating.
Well, it's like Lala can tell that too, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
And she is good at like fighting back.
Yeah, because she is like, she's like, you're not going to like make me feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, lucky for me, like I'm just fun to be around. So like I like can keep my legs closed. Sheena goes, well, what about your mouth?
Ew,
like,
Sheena, shut the fuck
nasty
up.
Nasty fucking bitch, sorry.
Ew,
and it's like,
actually
nasty mind you,
you
were just like laughing at Stassi's fucking like revenge porn and like whatever. Just like,
it's a really bad look for these two girls.
Yes.
It's really,
it's really
bad.
And then this is when Sheena's like, so basically like lying or being shady will not help you get friends at Sir. It will not help management like you. Well, then Lala's like, okay, can you just not tell anyone? And it's like, now she's scared.
Yeah,
it's like,
of course.
Don't like get me
please
fired.
Please don't rat on me.
And in Talking Head, Sheena's like, well, actually, Lisa isn't just my boss. She's also my friend.
It is like.
And I don't want to see my boss or my friend being deceived right under my nose.
Shut the fuck
literally
up.
Literally shut
bootlicker.
The fuck up. I know.
That like, bitch is not your friend.
No. It's obviously so fucking annoying to be like sucking management's ass.
I know. It's like you are
we
not
need
Lisa's...
to have solidarity together.
Exactly.
As the workers.
And like Sheena, you're not Lisa's friend. You're her fucking minion.
Yes.
She calls you in the middle of the night to do like cleanup PR
literally,
for her on Twitter.
Literally.
That's not your buddy.
No. And then they're like, have fun. And like walk away.
Oh my God. It's so cunty. They're being awful.
I know.
So then Sheena goes up to Ariana at the bar and she gets a vodka soda for herself and one for her table, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny to have a vodka soda on the clock. It's like, that's a drink for getting drunk on.
Literally.
It's not like a sipping drink, a cocktail that tastes nice.
No.
But she starts to complain to Ariana about how Kristen is texting her a bunch, which I was like, why are you, like, why the fuck are you complaining to Ariana about this?
I know.
It's a wrong person.
I know. It's so stupid.
And then Sheena says that she was like, Kristen just has never done anything insane to me like how she did to Tom. And Ariana is like, or
me.
To me.
Hey,
or
me
to
too.
Me.
It's just like so crazy. Like, it's like, I don't understand if she actually has no idea how she's coming across or if she's doing it intentionally for, it makes way more sense if she's acting this way intentionally to create drama on the show because
yes.
Like, to be saying things literally like, she didn't treat me the way that she treated Tom when she treated Tom and Ariana terribly. Like saying that to Ariana is so dumb.
I think it has to be drama for the show.
Yeah,
I think she's like stirring it up for a plot line.
Yes, it's so crazy.
Because otherwise she's like the most ignorant and worst friend of all time.
I know.
Which I don't think she's like stupid like that.
I don't think so either.
Ariana says that and then Sheena's like, it's a little bit awkward and she like walks away or whatever.
Yeah.
And then in the Talking Head, she was like, it's just really hard to be friends with both of them because I'm always in the middle. And it's hard because I've been friends with Kristen a lot longer.
That's not true.
That's not true.
She said it's hard because I've been friends with Kristen for longer, but I'm closer with Ariana. But what we were told is that she didn't know Stassi, Kristen, or Katie.
Yes.
And that she and Ariana were friends from Villa Blanca.
Yeah, which is also the the storyline in Sheena's book.
Yes. So she's just lying.
Like, I think she's just lying.
To, like, I think make herself look better or something.
But it's like, wait.
I know. I don't
know. That's not true.
It was so strange when she said that. I was like, no.
No.
And then we're at Sheena's.
Yes.
Her apartment is so fucking ugly.
It's wedding. It's her own wedding themed.
Yes. And the furniture is so fucking
ugly. And the furniture
is really
bad. It's
like a bark lounger with like a leather couch. It literally is like random as fuck.
It is like a frat. It's like frat house furniture. And then the walls are plastered in gigantic photographs of her and Shay from her wedding.
On a canvas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like everyone's apartment is obviously ugly, but hers is like so bad.
The one she has that giant photo printed of her in the jacket with the sheen. And nothing underneath, and Shay standing behind her, and like their eyes are closed.
Oh my God.
And it's huge. It's huge.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay. So then basically, Kristen comes in and is like, okay, texting was just too much.
So funny to say. It made me laugh so much.
Texting Sheena like horribly mean things all day.
It is like, yeah, I'm sure texting that much vitriol is exhausting for you.
And Sheena's like, yeah, well, I wasn't really like appreciative of when you texted me calling me a rude bitch. And she's like, I called you rude. And she's like, you said to stop being a bitch, you're being rude, which means I'm a rude bitch. So fucking funny. And then immediately Kristen is like, okay, well, James apologized for everything. It's like, okay.
Okay. Okay.
It's like, whatever. And Sheena's like, okay, I literally don't care. Like, basically, I've tried letting you back into my life, but it's really hard when you keep texting me things like this.
Yeah.
And Kristen is like, so it's my fault that James and my friend hooked up. And it's like, that's not even what she's talking about.
It's not what she said at all.
It's not your fault that they hooked up, but it is your fault that if your response to that is texting Sheena and calling her a rude bitch, then yeah, that is your fault.
That one's going to be on you. The text you sent is actually going to be your fault. Yes. Yeah.
And Sheena's like, well, he would say, yes, it is your fault because you left him that night also, which was crazy. I was like, okay, so now I'm actually not on anyone's side.
I know. You guys are all pissing me off.
Everyone's fucking wrong, as always. And Sheena's like, you just need to admit that often you're the problem, which is true.
Yeah.
But there's different things. Like, it's not her fault that James cheated on her. But what the other stuff that Sheena's talking about is how Kristen, like, incites fights.
Well, yeah, Sheena runs through a pretty sizable list of all of the times that Kristen has absolutely ruined one of her parties.
Yeah, she's like, you ruined my engagement party, my birthday party, and my wedding.
Yep.
Which I don't believe the wedding thing. But yes, she caused scenes at her birthday party and at the engagement. Like, well, actually, not the birthday party, but at the engagement party, she did cause a scene.
Big physical brawls.
Yes.
And then Kristen is like, I just can't wrap my head around how any of that is my fault. And it's like, when you incited violence on multiple occasions.
You know.
When those are, I know. That's a little bit on you.
Sheena's basically like, I'm just really struggling to be friends with both you and Ariana right now. And Kristen's like, oh, okay, so that's what this is about. And it's like, it's all connected.
It is all connected.
It's the fact that you, once again, I'm not completely agreeing with Sheena because she is saying, like, obviously I don't agree with the parts where she's saying that, like, it was Kristen's fault when it was their situation or it was James' fault.
Yeah.
But the stuff of Kristen, like, inciting fights and stuff is connected to the fact that she is really mean to Ariana.
Yes.
And, like, causes these scenes between, like, Ariana and Tom and herself.
Yeah.
Like, those are connected.
Yeah.
In the talking head, Kristen is like, Sheena's just using James as a cover. Like, this situation with James is a cover one. What it's really about is Tom and Ariana.
Which maybe is, like, for you, Kristen.
Yeah, whatever.
But also, like, yeah, they are involved in the fact. They're, like, involved in the story, but it's really mostly about your behavior.
Yes. Sheena's like, it's just so hard to be friends with you. And Kristen is like, well, yeah, it's hard because you have shitty friends who, like, don't want you to be around me or whatever.
And who won't stop fucking my boyfriend.
Yes. And, like, who, like, fuck me over. And that's basically the scene.
Yeah.
It's basically the episode.
That's the damn episode. That's that damn episode, y'all. I like this season, though.
Me too. I'm excited to have some fresh blood.
I know. Having fun with that. We're about to get to, I see you haven't been working on your summer bodies.
Yes.
I think that's, like, actually maybe the next episode or something.
Yeah. Do you have a hero and a villain? Obviously, my villain is James.
My villain is, of course, James, that little freak pervert bitch. My hero is honestly kind of Lala for sticking up for herself.
I agree, even though I agree.
I don't like Lala. I hate her.
But in this episode, she is the hero.
But her debut episode, she can bite you.
Don't bite me, girl. Okay, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. Mwah. Love you and
love
stuff.
You guys. Bye.